About 19 years ago, I adopted a baby girl from China. And it was a huge thing in my life. I adopted her in August. In September, I went to a crab feast that I had gone to every year, pretty much, in Havre de Grace. Some friends had a big crab feast there. The little baby was just pretty much new. She was in a stroller. I was in this weird bubble of anxiety and joy and just in a very strange place, but basically happy, happy, happy. So during the crab feast, I decided to take a little walk with my friend Bruce and my little baby in her stroller, and we went down, and right near the house where the crab feast was, down across a little rise, was a lock house on the Susquehanna, on the canal there. And it was like a little museum, this lock house. They had turned it into a museum. And so we went in. It's just one room, small, with a few little exhibits. And personing the little museum there was a very, very, very old woman. She was, looked like a comma. She was bent over. And she came up to us, and she said, she bent over the stroller, and she said, "Oh, your baby is so beautiful. What is her name?" And I said, "Well, I had just basically named her, and her name, she named her after my mother. Her name was Gwendolyn, and then her middle name was Lee from her Chinese name." So I turned to the woman, and I said, "Well, her name is Gwendolyn Lee." And the woman goes, without, like, really missing a beat, she goes, "Oh, that's my name." And I said, and she had, I should have had my little badge. She had a name tag, and it said Gwendolyn on it. And she went and got her driver's license. And sure enough, her name was Gwendolyn Lee. So Bruce and I are, like, freaking out a little bit. Yeah, this is so weird. And basically, that's the story. That's the end of the story. There's one little tag. Yes. The little tag, no, the little tag, though, is that as we left, she put her hands down on Gwenny's head and said, "May she have as blessed a life as I have had." Aww. Pretty cool, huh?